unless you joined us for Compline this week, you probably don't realize that we blew right through one of the seven principal feasts on the church calendar. Now, don't feel bad, because this happens every single year. All of the others, the biggies, you know, like Easter, Epiphany, All Saints, they are all either Sundays or can be on Sundays, so they get a lot of love. But 40 days after Easter each year comes Ascension Day, and it has to be a Thursday. And that means we very often don't even notice it happened. So let us break this down a little. Back on Easter Sunday, we celebrated the resurrection. We heard about the miraculous story of the empty tomb. And then over the next few weeks, we heard about the post-resurrection appearances of Jesus to his disciples. So we had, you know, poor doubting Thomas, and then Peter's opportunity to redeem himself after his denials. The book of Acts tells us that Jesus continued to appear to them for 40 days, speaking about the kingdom of God. And then something amazing happened. Or I guess at this point we should say another something amazing happened. This was Thursday's gospel in Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written, the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. That power from on high that Jesus told them was coming was the presence of the Holy Spirit. Because with Jesus no longer physically in the world, there would be a new guide, a new advocate to empower his people. But she doesn't show up until the 50th day on Pentecost. And we get echoes of that conundrum in the collect that opened this morning's service. "Do not leave us comfortless, but send your Holy Spirit to strengthen us." In fact, there's an old tradition about the Paschal candle that sort of lives this out in our liturgy. As you probably noticed when we're in church, we leave it prominently burning in the front to symbolize the light of Christ in the world. But after the gospel is read on Ascension Day, many places extinguish that candle to show that Jesus is no longer bodily present. Now, the problem with that is we don't live in that original time between Ascension and Pentecost. That was 2,000 years ago. It is done. The same way we don't reenact a crucifixion on Good Friday, we can't pretend that we are living in a time where we don't have the Holy Spirit in our lives. And so today, the Paschal candle is simply not out here because it's really heavy and would probably get blown out anyway. But none of that is to say that Ascension is not important. It is still one of our biggest holidays for a reason, even if we don't notice it. And it has been since like the end of the 4th century, give or take a couple decades. It's because the entire plan of salvation requires the Ascension. There's a fairly obscure 19th century French monk, and don't shut down just yet. I don't think any of you would have heard of him. His fame among liturgical scholars actually comes from the fact that he's a precursor to the liturgical movement who gave us our new prayer book. But that was like 100 years after he died. His name was Prosper Guéranger, and he wrote, I think, what is still the best little treatise on the Ascension that I've ever read. And I'm just going to share a little snippet with you. Jesus ascended into heaven. His divinity had never been absent, but by his ascension, his humanity was also enthroned there, and crowned with the brightest diadem of glory. This is another phase of the mystery that we are now solemnizing. Besides a triumph, the ascension gave to the sacred humanity a place on the very throne of the eternal Word, to whom it was united in unity of person. So, in other words, that ascension was not just the divinity of Jesus returning to the Godhead. It was his humanity as well. The same way the incarnation let Jesus share in our humanity, the ascension lets us share in his divinity. When Jesus prayed in today's gospel that we would share his glory and be with him eternally, it was grounded, as you heard, in unity. Unity with him and unity with each other. Unity between the human and the divine. Unity that manifests nothing less than the vast and utterly incomprehensible love of God. Happy belated Ascension Day. Amen.